Delta JW Mobile.
Mobile.
How are you?
Enjoying the weather. On my way to see Patrick, because I broke a drill bit, and I need it, unfortunately. Not, can wait to another day, but I really need it right now.
You had a drone that you could just fly over, have it pick it up and fly back, and you didn't have to go anywhere? It's not that heavy, right?
It's a drill bit. But it's Matco, and I'm drilling a seized bolt. And, unfortunately, it broke, so I need that to finish the job, as usual.
Those drones, airplanes, are going to come in handy for delivery. A drill bit doesn't weigh anything. You take a 4,000-pound vehicle and drive it to someplace to get a 2-ounce part. Right, you could fly a multirotor over there, pick it up, fly it back. You wouldn't have to go anywhere and save, conserve on energy tremendously.
Contamination. Nah.
Have you ever done any flying, RC, radio control flying?
A couple times. Not for the real deal. But, yeah, I mean, it's fun. But I like those because they got cameras and you can use goggles and see live action where you go. So it's kind of, I don't know. I pretty see where I go.
That is hard to go back to flying by line of sight. But once you have the goggles on and you can see where you're going, then it's like degrees of freedom just opened up by a thousandfold. You can do a lot of things you couldn't do when you were sitting on the ground a half a mile away from it, guessing which way left and right was.
I have a band with goggles, or at least four big screens on it. Maybe a telescopic mast for boost the signal. That'll be fun.
At the same time, yeah, that's what you need. You need like a 50-foot telescopic tower, like the stations, like the radio stations that go out and set up on site do, something like that. And then, yeah, sitting inside a van with no windows, you wouldn't need goggles. You just use a big screen. And the goggles do get hard on your eyes after a while. They made them a little bit better than they used to be. Used to be they hurt your eyes really bad because they pressed into your head. You had to do that to keep all the little specks of light out to make it like you're really in a theater. But the newer ones aren't quite so bad. They got more foam rubber around them, so it doesn't have to press on your head so bad. But you're right, a van and a telescopic tower, yeah, that would be kind of fun. I imagine they're doing all kinds of that over in Ukraine these days.
I didn't say that. You say it. You say what I mean.
Well, bad at all. You lost me now.
And that's part of the show. Yeah, I mean, yeah, remote control drumming is good. Yeah, you need one of those pneumatic masks with a high gain antenna, maybe, I don't know, an amplifier a couple watts. It puts you pretty far away. You could deliver a love note, so to speak. KV4NC mold.
Yeah, how low wattage they require. Because it's line of sight, you know, you can go 5 miles on a half a watt, no problem, when you're line of sight.
So I tell you, I mean, a couple watts amplifier in there, that'll be good. In that respect, then you're going to have telemetry and everything. You're going to have a pipe, I mean, dual channel information, so will be more flash and flying. But I guess it's gonna have a very expensive topic, so but it's a good thing.
And already in a package, you're right, it's very expensive. But if you buy the piece parts, it's not very expensive at all. and getting the wattage that you need is out on the aircraft, not really down on the ground. The ground station really doesn't need to put out that much power. But you need to get that telemetry and that video signal back to the ground station, and that's the hard part.
This is the bidirectional information. That's where really it will bring you. It will set you up where it's supposed to be. That'll be nice to find unwanted interference on the radio. That would be nice.
Got power down because a lot of them are flying with a lot of other ones around them. And if everybody's running 10 watts, well, then you just have, and you got 30 people out on the flight line, well, that's just a mess. That's just extremely messy. If everybody's doing a half a watt, it's not a problem at all.
Encrypted, couple channels encrypted, but again, no money, special software things. That'll be nice. I'm not telling you it's not. That'll be nice, but. That put a big dent in your wallet. Start to, adding up all the hardware for 2 minutes worth of flying. James Cameron used a couple drones in a picture. And there's a couple guys that are doing like a drone racing or things like that. Man, they're so sick. The frame they get, man, they're just stunning.
Amazing. Those little things running well over 100 miles an hour with a carbon fiber frame. Anyway, I got a phone call coming in. I got to get that phone call, and I'll be back in a little bit. KV4NC, W4DJW. Be back.